And it's 24 minutes to 11, and at that time again when we're talking travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And so welcome to you, Erin. And what are we talking about today?
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, Colleen. Once again, I'm very excited today. We're having our second instalment of our How to Stay Connected While Travelling segments. And today we'll be talking all about communication apps for your devices and also when and how to use free or complimentary Wi-Fi while travelling. And we're lucky, once again, to have a very special guest with us, Jamie from the Salamander Bay Telstra store. So Jamie will be able to answer some of our questions and talk all things keeping in touch while travelling. Now, I thought we would start by talking about communication apps that you use for your devices. And my my top three communication apps that I have on my devices that I use while travelling, the first one is WhatsApp. It's very similar to what you would use on your normal smartphone as a messaging service. However, it's compatible to all smartphones, both Apple and Android. And it uses internet, not phone reception, which means you can use WhatsApp on free Wi-Fi. You can send text and voice messages, make voice calls, and also make video calls, which I love to do while travelling. You can show everybody where you are. It's nice and nice and fun. I also use Facebook a lot. It's a well-known app for communication, and also it's sort of, you know, the king of social media, I suppose. And another communication app I use is Instagram. It's an app for photos. And I like to post on my business Instagram page, which is travelmanagers.erinb. And I like to communicate that way with my followers, clients, and my family and friends as well. So what about you, Jamie? What are your top three communication apps that you might recommend people put on their devices before travelling?
Hi, Colleen and Erin. Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate coming on the segment. The apps you've mentioned are certainly really great examples of communications apps that I love to use personally. WhatsApp and Facebook are definitely my top three.
Yep.
And I also really like some messaging app, video messaging apps like FaceTime or Skype.
Yep.
I think the best thing about these apps, all of them, is that a lot of people already use them or at least familiar with them.
Yeah, true.
And you don't want to be travelling and trying to figure out how to use an unfamiliar app. I think WhatsApp is probably one of my favourite for the ease in which you can create a group chat, and in which, in fact, a lot of people actually already have family or friend group chats.
Yeah.
The benefit of this when you're chatting with your family and friends back home is that you don't have to repeat yourself all the time. You can type out an update into the group chat and you can keep on enjoying your holiday.
Yeah,
so you don't have to go over and over again.
Yeah, true.
Also, I really love social media like Instagram and Facebook, but for a little bit of a different reason than you, Erin.
Okay.
When you're travelling alone or in a small group and you're regularly posting on social media, it's almost like you're touching base. So people know where you are in your trip, and if anyone needs to track you down, it's just that much easier. It's like dropping a pin.
Yeah, that's clever.
What about yourself, Colleen?
Oh, well, girls, I have a basic smartphone and just do emails, phone calls and messaging and take photos. I'm very boring.
No.
I would like to get onto Facebook so I can stay up to date and keep in contact with my grandchildren.
I can certainly help you with that.
Yeah, exactly. We can help you get that sorted, Colleen, especially with Facebook and some other apps that you might want on your phone. Especially, yeah, Jamie will definitely be able to help you. But do you have any other advice, Jamie, for our listeners who are looking to get set up with these apps on their devices?
As I mentioned previously, I always think that's a great idea to get advice about these things before you go. We can always help in store with advice on what apps to use and even sit down with you for a tutorial.
Okay.
My biggest recommendation would be to start using whatever app you wanted to use well before you actually go.
Yeah.
So you can work out the functions. That way you can enjoy your holiday without any technical difficulties.
Yeah, that's so true. That's really great advice there, Jamie. And I second that, to start using the apps a few weeks prior to your trip so that you're comfortable with them. And I'd actually like to provide my clients with some type of, tech-style communication lessons before they do head off on their travels, especially big trips. I tend to show my clients how to switch their phone or tablet onto airplane mode and still be able to pick up the free Wi-Fi. And also, make suggestions on using different apps to keep in touch with family and friends. And there's also some really great travel apps available that might assist them during their journey, whether it's overseas, domestic, or even on a cruise. But we won't talk about those travel apps today. I think we might do a segment in the future on some travel apps, perhaps.
Well, Erin, it's great that you provide that extra personal service to your clients. How wonderful. I guess personal travel manager by name and nature. Let's take a short song break now while I attempt to get some of these communication apps on my phone. Bit of a job.
Sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. Sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Someone loving you. Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
On Port Stephens FM, where it's now 14 minutes to 11, and Welcome back to our Talking Travel segment with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And we're talking about how to stay connected while travelling. Can we perhaps talk about that wonderful thing, Wi-Fi, Erin?
Yes. Yeah, Colleen, let's talk about Wi-Fi. It's always a great idea. So, Jamie, what are your thoughts on keeping safe, or keeping your information safe, rather, while using Wi-Fi?
Well, there are some times where you absolutely don't use publicly available Wi-Fi, whether you're in Australia or out of Australia, such as like secure transactions, internet banking, and even entering your email login details or Facebook login details, that kind of thing. Public Wi-Fi networks are not secure, and this leaves you vulnerable if you use it in the wrong way. Cellular internet, which is the mobile internet you have on your mobile phone or something like that, is much more secure but more expensive when you're overseas.
True.
So my advice is to use Wi-Fi whenever you can and save your mobile data for when you really need it.
Yeah.
It's really important to note that most services for mobile sold in Australia are designed for use within Australia. And when you start using the service out of the country, they start to get expensive. So if you're using your services overseas, just make sure you know what your allowances are for roaming and monitor your usage just really closely.
Yeah.
Because that prevents things like bill shock. As I've mentioned before, I think that this is where the length of your trip comes into play. If you're going on a really long trip and need to access Wi-Fi securely, there are actually a lot of out-of-the-box ideas that you can implement. So one of example is you could purchase a Wi-Fi hotspot at the airport, which works well, quite well in some countries.
Yep.
Although there's initial outlay to buy the device, this provides you with a secure form of mobile access with a local SIM designed to work in the country that you're in. So in the long run, it's a good option.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. And I always explain to my clients the many Wi-Fi connections and you know, the ones that may not be secure. And that's when, you know, you shouldn't be doing things like online banking or opening secure emails and things like that. However, you know, for all other online uses, Wi-Fi can be fantastic for travellers especially, and in most places for free. You know, most travellers will find that airports, hotels, even cruise lines, trains, and most coach tour coaches or buses now, they all offer complimentary Wi-Fi, which is fantastic. Even, you know, many well-known coffee houses and fast food outlets around the world, they also offer free Wi-Fi. And it's always good, you know, a good idea to be mindful of this while you're traveling. If you want to send a message home or quickly send off some photos or an email, just duck into the local coffee shop.
That's great information and advice there, ladies. And Erin, what about other apps on devices that may help while travelling? Like, I always make sure I have my banking app on my phone and things like that.
Yeah, that's a great question, Colleen. And just like I said earlier in the segment, I think in the not-too-distant future we might do another segment, another travel segment on travel apps and what they're useful for, and also some apps that our listeners might not have heard of that might be handy for them while travelling.
Great idea, Erin, and thank you for today, Erin and Jamie. Jamie's from our Telstra, the Telstra store in Salamander Bay, proud sponsor of this station. And I think you've both definitely given everyone some great information on how to stay connected while travelling and perhaps some more confidence in using the apps on devices and Wi-Fi. And if any of our listeners would like some more information on today's segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427 or email the station. Or you can just Google Erin Beckford. Thank you for today, Erin and Jamie. And what can we look forward to doing our next travel segment?
Yeah, thank you for, especially to Jamie, for joining us on the last two segments on our communication month.
You're very welcome, Erin. Thank you so much for having me, Colleen and Erin. I've really enjoyed the segment.
Oh, thanks. We'll have to try and do another communication segment down the track. And yes, as always, thank you, Colleen, for having me. And our next Talking Travel segment, we'll be talking about one of my favourite destinations, Singapore. And now that Qantas have decided to make Singapore its new hub city for UK and European flights, and that segment will be on Thursday the 5th of July at the same time, just after 10:30.
And we've been talking We've been talking travel with Erin Beckford, proud sponsor of this station, and it's now 9 minutes to 11 on Port Stephens FM.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Port Stephens residents no longer have to go afield or online to book flights, an amazing holiday or a relaxing cruise with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, in town. With over 11 years travel industry experience, Erin can help plan and tailor make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427 or go to travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality. Sponsor this station.
This is the sound of someone driving along a road at night. He's not drunk. He's not speeding. He's just tired. It's one of the three big killers on New South Wales roads. How tired are you? If you're driving, don't trust your tired self. A message from Transport for New South Wales.
Port Stephens FM.